Hi there, Idaho Matters podcast listeners. We've been noticing lately that a lot of you listen to the show in podcast form, and I really want to say thank you for that. And we think it's great, and we actually want to know you a little bit better. So will you do me a favor? I'm hoping you'll fill out a survey. Just go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey. The reason why we're doing this is we want to make a case that podcasts need to keep happening here on Boise State Public Radio. So again, go to boisestatepublicradio.org/podcast survey and take that survey. Thanks so much. You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Goodbye, awkward silence. Hello, conversation. That is the tagline for classes aimed at kids and parents about puberty and reproduction. You know, I know people are sweating right now as we say that. But, you know, these are topics that make a lot of parents cringe, but you need to have these conversations. Joining me live in studio is Dr. Amy Cooper. She's an OBGYN and girlologist. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
So this is, I think, as a parent, many parents just start to cringe. They don't know how to talk to their kids about this. But this is such necessary information.
Yeah, absolutely.
So talk to me about the classes that you teach, in particular, girlology.
Right. So girlology is the parent company, and it was started in, I think, around 2002 by a gynecologist who specializes in pediatric and adolescent care and her good friend who is a pediatrician. And so they found that a lot of their patients wanted them to talk to their daughters about growth and health and development and reproduction, that those conversations were difficult for them to get started.
Mm-hmm.
So what started off as a grassroots, okay, we're going to teach a couple of classes, developed into books and then programs, and now primarily web-based content.
And so here in the Treasure Valley, you teach these classes a couple of times a year, correct?
Yeah, usually in the spring and in the fall during soccer season when I know I'm going to be in town.
Yeah, right. And so what makes it so uncomfortable to talk about? And I ask that, and I know it might sound silly, but, you know, I've got kids. We've talked to our kiddos about this. But in a very straightforward way, I'm kind of like, as you said, it's just the facts. It's like, here's how this happens.
Right.
But it's still a really hard conversation to have.
It is. And I think one of the things that makes it difficult is by the time that we as parents think, okay, we have to have this conversation, the kids have already heard about it from social media, at school, from their friends, maybe television programming. So they've already heard that it is something that is not necessarily taboo, but maybe dirty, right? Or inappropriate, right? Mm-hmm. So they've already gotten those references, and that makes it super awkward.
So when is there a certain age that we should start this conversation with our kids?
So girlology says 8 is great.
Ah.
So you have the talk at 8. But I think the reality is that any age is better than not having the conversation. Mm-hmm. And in reality, what it is a series of conversations that differ based on the child's age, their questions, their interests, what you see happening in their peer group or on their social media. But the conversations are different and they evolve. So girlology tries to give medically accurate and age-appropriate information. So the different classes will be geared differently, right? We'll have different medically accurate information. Mm-hmm.
But that's critical right there, medically accurate.
Medically accurate.
Even as parents, yes, you can use the right terminology and things like that. But I have boys. I'm a girl. There are just certain things I don't know from a medical standpoint about male anatomy.
I agree. And when I do give a guyology class called Just the Facts, and when I was preparing for that and asking some of my male friends, I made certain assumptions that were incorrect.
Right. So it's so important to make sure that kids just know the facts.
Yes.
And is that the main goal of when you give these classes?
That's about half of the goal.
Okay.
Half of the goal is medically accurate, age-appropriate information. The other half, the kids must come with a parent or a caregiver. And so the real goal is to give the duo or the trio or however, sometimes we have, you know, twins or triplets or siblings. But the goal is to give the parent-child unit an experience that they share together that they can base further conversations on.
And that's the key right there, right?
That's right.
Is that it's not just one conversation. Because I think a lot of parents think, well, one and done,
right.
Had the conversation, and you know, I can check that off the list.
Right, right. And I do think the first one is a big, you know, that's a relief to get the first one out of the way. But you know, if you remember your own experiences and kind of the education you received, a lot of us got one conversation if we're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us got a book on the bed and were told, read this. And then some didn't get anything at all. And they got their information from peers. And today you wouldn't get it so much from your peers, you'd get it online.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is relative misinformation.
I'm speaking with Dr. Amy Cooper. She's an OBGYN and girlologist. We're talking about some upcoming classes. In fact, you'll be teaching two classes this coming Sunday,
correct.
April 14th, correct? And the first one is for girls specifically.
Correct. And that's called Something New About You. And it's girls, and it's to go over the changes that they can expect with puberty.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have found and what data shows is that girls start to lose confidence at the onset of puberty, and their nadir, so their absolute low point in confidence, is when they start their menstrual cycles.
Oh.
So we want to give medically accurate, age-appropriate information that normalizes it and allows them to keep their confidence. Mm.
And then the second class is co-ed.
Correct. And that's a relatively new change in the curriculum.
Okay.
But I think we're going to love it. This will be my first co-ed. I've taught girls reproduction and I've taught mm-hmm. boys reproduction. So I'm really looking forward to this class.
So this is reproduction.
Yes.
This is what the second class is. And what's the age group for that? And a parent or caregiver still has
correct.
To come.
Yeah. And so that's generally fifth graders. So
okay.
10, 11, 12.
And why did you decide to open it up to co-ed? Because I can just see, you know, especially certain kids that I know, that might be really, you know, like almost anxiety causing to be in the room with the other gender talking about this.
Right. And for a long time it wasn't. But I think it's twofold. It's to boost recruitment of boys.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also because this is a shared activity between the two sexes. This is mutually beneficial information,
mm-hmm.
and we'd like to normalize it.
Well, I think it's interesting because before we came on the air, I asked you, do you have a class specifically for boys? Because I am a mom of a boy, and you know that's just my I've got you here. I'm going to ask.
Yeah, go for
it. But what it comes down to is what you said was you do, but more girls take these classes,
mm-hmm.
so we have to get that information to boys
absolutely.
As well.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a boy, and that's one of my little hot-button issues, if you will, is that the girls' classes are so heavily attended, and sometimes the boys' classes will have few enough participants that nobody talks or asks questions, and it is awkward mm-hmm. silence, even though they're in the class. I hate to say that about my own classes, but it's discouraging because that means that we're still putting the responsibility
mm-hmm.
on the girls.
Well, I was going to say, why do you think boys aren't going to these classes? Is some of it because when we talk about puberty, we think that there are more changes with girls than with boys, or the girls have the babies? I mean, what is it? Because for me, I want my kids to have the right information.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's probably multifactorial.
Mm-hmm.
I think some of it is that a lot of times, even the moms who are happy to come with their daughters would like for their husbands or the child's father
mm-hmm.
To go with the boy. And we found that doesn't happen as often. So I think that's one of the factors. And I think another factor is probably societal in that we expect boys to know about this stuff and how, but we don't
tell them.
Exactly.
So figure it out through osmosis, right?
And they're
right?
going to figure it out, but it's not through osmosis.
And it's also not the way that could eventually be the most appropriate way.
Yeah, or healthy.
Right.
Healthy.
Exactly. So tell me, people can find more information about the upcoming classes. Do you have a website?
Yeah, girlology.com, and it would be under events.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming in and talking about this. I've been talking with Dr. Amy Cooper. She's an OBGYN and girlologist. Those two classes are this Sunday, April 14th. Go to girlology.com and look for those. They will be in Boise. Again, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.